Anyways, so we last left off, right? We were talking about the seven names of the Yetzirah, and we explained that the seven names of the Yetzirah are seven different aliases and seven different ways that the Yetzirah comes to attack us. We left off with the last one. The last name of the Yetzirah is called Tzafen. Right? He's called Tzafen. He's called the northern person. And what's it called, right? And this is the Yetzirah, so it's Tzafen v'em v'libo shalom, right? The Gemara ends off saying that this is the Yetzirah that is hidden within the heart of a human being.
Hubris.
What? One second, we're not there yet. Okay, but no.
I'm going back to what you said last time. I'm just thinking about it.
I didn't say anything about it. Right? And the question that I asked, not about arrogance. I didn't talk about arrogance at all.
No, you talked about how Hashem didn't finish the...
Yeah, so that's about the... So we're just going to chazer over that. So the Pasuk in Yeshaya says, right? The Pasuk in Yeshaya says that when in the first of the parashias of the Shloshah of the Paranusa, the 3 weeks, right, the first of the Haftarahs, says that Kodesh Baruch Hu appears to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, and Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Yirmiyahu HaNavi, he says, you know, what do you see? Ma Taroya, and he says, I see Sina Puach, I see a boiling pot, part of Mipnei Tzvainam, and the froth that comes off the pot, right, the boiling over water, you know, like when you put spaghetti in for too long, that froth boils over, is coming from the north. And Kosh Baruch Hu says, Mitzofen Tiposach Hara, coming from the north, right? The evil is coming from the north. And I always had a couple of questions on this pasuk. Is that number one is the Lashon itself of Tiposach, Mitzofen Tiposach Hara, which roughly means that the evil is opening up from the north. What does it mean? It should say Mitzofen Ba Hara, right? Or, right? That's where the evil is coming from. What's Tiposach? It's opening up. And secondly, who cares? Well, the Mefarshi Abshad explained that it's talking about Babel. Babel is north of Israel. Right? Babel is in Iraq. Iraq is north of Israel. Who cares? Yirmiyahu wasn't amassing an army to protect the northern front of Israel. By the way, just as an interesting tidbit, the last war in Lebanon started the week that Haftarah was read.
2006, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember when it started.
Started the first week, the 3 weeks, when we read that Haftarah. That's when all those Qassam rockets started falling down in northern Israel.
Didn't that war start because of... No, that was something else. With the three soldiers.
That was a preemptive, you know, preliminary cause of what started the war. But the shaila is that what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu trying to tell Yirmiyahu HaNavi? What's happening here? And secondly, last time we ended up by reading the Medrash. The Medrash is something very, very weird. When it says Mitzafen Tiposach Hara, which, you know, you would think the Medrash could be coming to explain what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Yirmiyahu, but it just gets a little bit more cryptic. It says Abba Ruchay Snivra Ba'Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created four directions: Ruach Pinas HaMizrach, right, the eastern direction, Misham Yaita Arla Olam. That's where the light comes into the world. That's where the sun rises. Ruach Pinas HaDaram, the southern direction, Misham Talei Bracha Yardam Olam. That's where the good dews come into the world. Ruach Pinas Hamariv, western direction, Misham Oitzer Sheleg, Vaitzer Baro, that's where all the snow and the hail are. V'kur V'cholm, cold and heat. V'gusham Amiyaitzer Olam, that's where the rain comes into the world. Ruach Pinas HaTzafen. Now we have the northern direction, fourth direction. Baru V'loi Gamru, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it but did not finish it. Sha'amar Kamisha Sha'yomer Ani Elokah, whoever's going to say and claim that I am God, Yavo V'yigmar Apinazos, come fix this. Come tweak this little corner. V'sham Madur and Shamazikam, that's where all the, right, the Shadim live. V'ruchay V'shadim, Misham Yardim Olam, that's where all bad stuff comes into the world. Shenema Nitzafen Tiposach Hara. From the north, after the evil opens up. So we asked last time, it's a little weird. How would I know if someone, whoever's going to claim to be God, go fix it. Guess what, guys? I fixed it. I'm God. Would you be able to tell? How would you know? And what's the Medrash telling me? There's an unbelievable thing. There's Gemara Nedarim. Gemara Nedarim says like this, and I think we mentioned this maybe a little bit once before. is the Gemara in the Nedarim says that they asked the Chachamim, and they asked the Nevi'im, and they asked the Malachi Asharis, and nobody knew Mipnei Ma Azva Ha'aretz. Why was Eretz Yisrael destroyed? And until they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, until they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu Himself. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Asher Ozmas Teirasi, because they abandoned my Torah. And the Gemara in the Nedarim, it's on Daf Pei, says, what does it mean that they abandoned my Torah? It says, Shalei Berachu B'Torah Tchila. They didn't make Berachas HaTorah. They didn't make Berachas HaTorah. That's why Eretz Yisrael was wiped out and destroyed. Now, the question is, what does Gemara mean? Because that Gemara is talking about the people in the first base of Hamikdash. And we learned the Gemara about this before. Why was the first base of Hamikdash destroyed? Correct? If the first base of Hamikdash was destroyed because of those two things, well, the Chum didn't know that. The Nevi'im didn't know that. The Malachi HaSharis didn't know that. And what was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's answer? They abandoned my Torah. They didn't make Berachas HaTorah. And how was the punishment fit the crime? How did the punishment fit the crime? What, they didn't make Berachas HaTorah in the morning, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu absolutely obliterated Eretz Yisrael? So my Rebbe always explained that Gemara in an amazing way. What does that Gemara mean? Granted, the Klal Yisrael worshipped Avodah Zarah, they did a Gili Arayis, and they did Shrichas Damim during the times of the first Beis Hamikdash, and that's why it was destroyed. But what was asked to the Nevi'im, what was asked to the Chachamim first, and then to Nevi'im, and then to Malchai Asharis was, is that Klal Yisrael entered into Eretz Yisrael as the Dor Deya. They had spoken to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they had received the Torah from HaKadosh Baruch Hu at Har Sinai. They got everything. And slowly but surely they sunk madrega after madrega until they became people that did Gili Arayis Shvichas Damim and Avodah Zarah, which are the lowest of the lowest of Averus. If I would ask every single one of you guys right now, would you do those three Averus? I would hope most of you would say not. Right? As much as Amitai would like to bump off certain people in the yeshiva. I would hope that you would say, and you would say to yourself, that I wouldn't do those Averus. How did Klal Yisrael fall like that? I would even venture out to say that most of you guys would probably say that you would never do those Averus. Those Averus, wake up late for Shachar, that I might do. Right? You know, maybe even miss Minyan, that I might do. Right? Chil Shabbos, even maybe it's a chance that possibly if I'm not watching myself, I'll transgress that also. At least the Lefi the Mishnah Berurah for sure. If we don't learn Hilchos Shabbos, well, we're for sure breaking Shabbos. But Gili Arayis Shvichas Damim and Avodah Zarah, will we ever do those things? Will we ever go on the big three, so to say?
The trifecta.
The Trinity. Will we ever transgress on those three? Probably not. So how did Klal Yisrael fall? How did they sink to such a level? On that, they asked the Chachamim. The Chachamim didn't know. They asked the Nevi'im, and the Nevi'im didn't know. They asked even the Malachi Asharis, and the Malachi Asharis didn't know. So they asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidu ma'atzmai. And what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu answer? They didn't make Berachas HaTorah. What does it mean that they didn't make Berachas HaTorah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said they abandoned my Torah, and that, the Gemara is Mepharshes, it means that they didn't make Berachas HaTorah. What does it mean, not to make Berachas HaTorah? Not to make Berachas HaTorah basically means, what do we do? The Maharal goes into a very, very deep explanation of this in his Hagdama to the Pharisee Yisrael. He said, what does it mean that when we make Berachas HaTorah? Is what are we doing? We're recognizing that the Torah has to take us somewhere. We say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu. The Torah needs to lead us to becoming godlike. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't just command us to learn Torah just for the intellectual purposes. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us because he wants us to become a greater Tzelem Elokim. And therefore, when they stopped making Birchas HaTorah, their learning became an intellectual pursuit. They were head Jews. The heads were involved. But they didn't then take the lesson from that and turn that lesson in, is that now that Torah has to transform me and make me into something different. I have to become more godlike. To the point, what does that mean? Is that not only does the Torah have to, it's here to teach me what halachas I have to keep, but the Torah, as we're learning very carefully in Mesilas Yesharim, is the Torah has to make me into a perfect human being, including all my midos, including everything after that also. It's all about making me into what I'm supposed to be. That's where the Torah is supposed to be. And the Maharal goes into a very, very, what's the word, right? I guess he tears into people that just learn for the sake of learning. They keep it all up here in their heads, but they don't let it enter into the rest of their body. Torah is supposed to transform you. It's supposed to make you into something different. And why did the people that entered into Eretz Yisrael, why did they all of a sudden start to sink and to fall, even until they got the Shrichas Dam and Gidei Raya Shrichas Dam and Avodah Zarah? It's because they left all their learning as a head game. They just learned. They didn't get their hearts and their minds and the rest of their bodies involved in it. They didn't take that Torah and make it transform them. Now, that means the Torah is here to perfect my midos. Torah is here to make me, like so much of the Vilna Gaon even writes in his Sefer, and the Vilna Gaon was all about Torah learning. Trust me. They said the Vilna Gaon made a Cheshbon HaNefesh one, right, on Rosh, about Rosh Hashanah time, about how much built the Torah that he learned that he, I guess, transgressed on that year. It came to a whopping 2 hours. Right, you've heard this from me before, probably. And the Vilna Gaon says that if a person doesn't work on his midos, lama loy chayim, why are you alive? Why are you alive? For what purpose? Everything is about fixing your midos. The Torah is the outward expression that you're then supposed to take it and change yourself and fix your midos. I guess, did I ever tell you guys the story with Aaron Cutler? No? Maybe? At his levaya, at his funeral? No, I don't know. Probably the story. You guys know who Aaron Cutler was? Founded Lakewood Yeshiva, basically established the entire yeshiva system that we have now in America. Right? All the major yeshivas come from Rav Aaron and all his Talmidim. At Rav Aaron's Levaya, of course he was, you know, everybody spoke very highly of Rav Aaron and his learning and his Torah and the Svarim that he wrote and the Chidush Torah that he brought down, and his wife said that they did not do him justice one iota. They didn't speak about the greatest accomplishment that Rav Aaron ever achieved in life. They spoke about Lakewood Yeshiva. They spoke about Kerelim. They spoke about all these other things, Shvarim that he wrote, Torahs that he wrote, Shirim that he gave. She said that if you would have realized and recognized how much of a Baal Kas that he was and how he absolutely eradicated that Midah from inside of himself, that was Aaron's greatest achievement.
Baal Kas is stubborn, right?
No, Baal Kas means somebody who gets angry.
All right.
The Vilna Gaon himself writes that it's much easier to learn shas hundreds of times than it is to break one bad midah. The ikar avod of a human being is not necessarily how many daf gemara you learned, but how many bad midahs did I break? How much of a shalom human being did I become? That's a litmus test of did you succeed in life. The Gaon himself writes also that if a person were to fix his midos, mitzvahs would come easy. Learning would come easy. Everything would come easy. And if a person doesn't fix his midos, those midos will be plaguing. They will putrefy every single good action that you do in life. That you will not have a single complete good action after that. Or left. And he brings down B'Shem the Zayar, that Torah is compared to Mutter. You guys know what Mutter is? Mutter is dew. Just like dew falls on a seed and it causes it to sprout and to grow no matter what's underneath it, be it thorns or be it roses. So too, Torah is megadol, a human being. Torah makes you big. If you're a big person on the inside, it'll make you a bigger person like that. If you're a crooked person on the inside, then Torah will just make you into a bigger crook. That's why you find the Jews are always the ones that, like, figure out how to cheat systems. We're very good at that. To get around laws, or at least until we get caught. It's always Jews that know how to do this stuff. Why? Because Torah makes you big. Whatever is on the inside of you, Gemar Chagiga actually also. Mayor. Where? It's right after, it's on Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, towards the bottom, right after it finishes the whole story with Acher. It says that one of the Tanayim was crying. And he said that Doeg HaEdomi and Achitofel darshened out thousands upon thousands of halachas from the Migdal HaPareach Ba'avir. Right? The top little thing of the Lamed. And the Gemara says that these are the people that don't have a chedek in Olam Haba. What hope do I got? What hope do I have? And he answered, he was answered by one of his rabbis, don't worry. Tino haisa b'libam. There's a putrefaction in their hearts. Right? Achitofel wanted kavod. He wanted to be melech. That's why he made all the wrong decisions. There's a midas problem that they have had. That Midos problem led them to be at the Madrega, even though there were such huge Talmidei Chachamim. But it led them to be one of those people that's mentioned as Eimam Chelek Olam Haba. Korach was another individual. Korach is a huge Talmidei Chacham. It was because he wanted Kavod that it caused him to go off. The Meraglim also. The Meraglim were mentioned, right, you're about Kairi. That's not a written parasha, this is how I know it. The Meraglim are mentioned in order of Tzidkus. Who was the biggest tzaddik? Kalev ben Yefuna is the fourth mentioned. Yeshua ben Nun is the tenth. He's counting in his head right now. Right? That means that there were three people on a bigger madrega than Kalev ben Yefuna, and there were nine people or eight people excluding Kalev that were greater than Yeshua. And they still fell. And the Shulchan Aruch Sharm writes, why? Because they had a midas problem inside. And that mida that they had that caused them to go off, caused them to see every single thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for them that was good, as bad. If a person doesn't fix his midas, it's going to putrefy every single ounce of Torah that you learn. And a person can fall from being the biggest tzaddik in the world to being at the lowest madriga possible. And that's exactly what the Medrash is telling us. The Medrash is telling us, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yirmiyah, Makel Shoiked, no sorry, it was a Sir Nafua, the pun of Mipnei Tzvayna, Mitzofen Tiposach HaRo'oh, you want to know why this is coming? You want to know why the evil is opening up on Klal Yisrael? It's coming from the Tzofen. What's the Tzofen? So the Medrash explains. The Tzofen is the one area where HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves imperfect. He doesn't finish it off. There's the imperfections in the human midos. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu leaves it up to you to fix. And anybody who's going to claim to be an Eloika, anybody who's going to claim to be a Tzelem Elokim, come and fix this pina. Come and fix this area. Because if you don't fix this area, you have no claim. As it says, Mitzofen Tipas Chara'ah. Tzofen is the hardest Yetzirah to get out. Because the Tzofen is the imperfections in our midos. It's the imperfections in our midos, as Gemara says, that are deeply entrenched in the heart of a human being. And if after beating all the other six levels of Yetzirah, we don't dig down deep inside of our hearts and root out all those bad midos, then Mitzafon Tipas HaRa'ah, then all the bad will come back at us again. That's the Gemara means.